It's 5:30 and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Christopher Baker. It's a windy 8 degrees and partly cloudy outside our Observer Radio News headquarters. Here are the headlines. Canadian children fail the physical activity test. The Jays take on the Red Sox for Game 2 of the series tonight. And Avatar breaks DVD and Blu-ray records. Here is the news. Canadian children have received an F in physical activity. In their 6th annual evaluation, Active Healthy Kids Canada released a report suggesting less than half of children under 5 are getting daily exercise. The report recommends Canadian children participate in at least 90 minutes of physical activity today, a day. It concludes only 12% of Canadian youth are getting the exercise they need. It also warns that the average youngster is committing to 6 hours a day of television, computer, and video game use. An Ontario GM plant will be boosted with an injection of $235 million. St. Catharines Powertrain plant is to receive the investment as part of the automaker's $890 million investment strategy. The investment is to secure 400 jobs and help produce new and energy-efficient V8 engines. Overall, the GM investment is predicted to add or maintain 1,900 jobs in Canada and the United States. The Ontario government has pledged to help struggling daycare centers. Education Minister Leona Dombrowski announced the plan today as the province passed legislation to launch full-day learning for kindergarten students. The government claims it will provide up to $51 million to help stabilize care centers that will be affected by the full-day program legislation. This fall, 35,000 new students in 600 schools will be attending the first full-year, full-day kindergarten learning in Ontario. In Toronto news, in hopes of strengthening its online presence, the Toronto Star has recently announced that it would implement the most significant restructuring plan in the newspaper's history. The plan included layoffs, buyouts, the outsourcing of all copy editing jobs, and the reduction of editorial staff by one-fifth. By the time a deal was struck with the union in January, 9 unionized employees and 2 managers were laid off, and more than 160 employees had accepted severance packages. The deal will save nearly 80 editing jobs. About 35 of those jobs will go on to the new page production desk. Over the course of the next year, the Star will continue to cut staff. The Star's public editor, Kathy English, is following how these changes affect the newspaper's accuracy and credibility.
Right now, we're in the midst of a major, major restructuring in our newsroom in which a lot of copy editors are leaving. We're setting up a page editing desk, and I have been tasked with really analyzing what's the fallout of this on our quality and our accuracy. And I hope that it's not going to be large, but I don't know.
To maintaining credible journalism is a comprehensive code of ethics. She says that unlike print journalism, internet news requires journalists to make ethical decisions in the blink of an eye. And now for your sports. Sean Markham is set to start as the Toronto Blue Jays seek revenge on the Red Sox tonight at 7:07. The Jays are down 1-0 in the series. In hockey, the Detroit Red Wings take on the Phoenix Coyotes for Game 7 of the series tonight in Arizona at 9. And the Montreal Canadiens will be storming the Washington Capitals at home tomorrow night at 7 for a winner-take-all Game 7 matchup. Caps defenseman Tom Pody will be sidelined from the game due to an eye injury. And now, your entertainment news. E.W. Scripps, the company that owns shares of the Peanuts, is selling the rights to Charlie Brown and the gang to Joe Boxer for $175 million. Avatar has broken records, selling 6.7 million Blu-ray and DVD copies in just 4 days. It has now been dubbed the fastest-selling Blu-ray of all time. And that's your news for today. I'm Christopher Baker, and to all you listening out there, have a good day.